Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchaka Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanang Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shraddhavan Anasuyascha Srinuyad Apiyonara Sopi Mukta Shubalokan Prapnuyat Punyakarmanam Shraddhavan Anasuyascha Srinuyad Apiyonara Sopi Mukta Shubalokan Prapnuyat Punya Karmanam. All right, you take over now. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama Haryanama Haryanamai Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This word Shraddhavan is very nice. We are taught in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 9 that those who are not faithful will not be able to become liberated. There are two paths. The path of samsara vartmani, the path of repeated birth and death, and then the other path is upavarga, the path of liberation. When you come to Krishna consciousness, you are on the path of liberation. As our magazine is entitled, Back to Godhead. You're on that path. And although it can take millions of lifetimes, Prabhupada used to say, if you chant 16 rounds and strictly follow the four regulative principles, you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So such an instruction should be taken seriously. Take it as true. If you do so, you'll become very faithful. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and subsequently from the teachings of Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, faith is gotten by the association of devotees. So that is why we have the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are here to help each other become faithful. Because association is very powerful. If you leave the association of devotees, you will have to associate with non-devotees. And by associating with non-devotees, you will become influenced. None of us are that powerful. None of us are that powerful as to not be affected by non-devotee association. It's just a question of time. If you associate with non-devotees, you will become contaminated. And it starts out very, very subtly. It starts out so insignificantly you don't even realize. But association builds. And before you know it, you are committing the mad elephant offense. The mad elephant offense becomes possible when you give up the association of devotees. Prabhupada started this movement for us. Prabhupada knew that you cannot practice Krishna consciousness on your own. No es posible. You have to have the association of devotees. And that's what any Prabhupada ISKCON temple is all about. So when we come together, we should be careful how we associate with each other. Because we can also create a Maya temple. By how we speak and how we act toward each other, we can create Vaikuntha, or we can create Kali, even in the temple. What is the age of Kali? Quarrel, disagreement, fault finding, finding fault. That's Kali. Vaikuntha is one where there's no anxiety. Vaikuntha, Prabhupada says, a honey society. Everybody knows honey is sweet. You just need a little bit. You don't drink a whole jar of honey. A little bit. So we should create a society which is very sweet. We address each other. Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. That means humility. We address mujeres, madre, as respect. If we speak to each other nicely, then we can create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. So, we should, in speaking to each other, it should be about Krishna and service to Krishna. And the fundamental principle, Lord Chaitanya teaches, meek and humble. You learned this the other day, come on. Humble, low. See, you should learn this word, please, please. Meek. Si. Is the word in Spanish meek? Meek means not proud. The opposite of proud. Meek. Comprende? Huh? Sumiso. Recuerdo. Sumiso, meek. Very. For instance, a tiger is very puffed up. But a little deer. Do you know what a deer? Yeah, or a little calf. Baby cow. Yeah, very meek. You understand? Tiger, deer, or tiger, baby calf. Bacha bambino. Yes, very, very gentle. Hare Krishna. Siéntase. By association, we make advancement. We learn from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that if you associate with a pure devotee for just 1/11th of a second, we now say nanosecond. Not even 1 second. If you associate with a pure devotee, you can achieve all perfection. And we all should become pure devotees. Don't underestimate what you're capable of. No? Don't. All right. It's all right. Don't worry. You can become a pure devotee. Just make sure every day you do your japa. This is the most important thing you do every day. From this, everything comes. If you don't do this, you're going nowhere fast. You do this nicely, step by step by step, you are becoming a pure devotee. And the four regulative principles have to be followed strictly. And householders have to be very careful, because they have that license for sense gratification. But that license can become a hazard. Just like you get here, do you get a license to drive a car? You need a license to drive. See? Okay. Now, with that license, that doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. There are so many laws what you can and cannot do with driving. And if you're not careful, you have that license, you can get into a big accident. So the license only gives you permission to drive, but not free to do whatever you want. So householders also, you have a little bit license to enjoy your senses. But if you don't follow the rules, you can again become fallen. Just like the biggest problem for householders is illicit sex. Some people have a misconception about householder life. They think that because I'm a devotee and I'm married, I can have sex anytime I want with my wife. That is illicit sex. And also, if the wife or the husband is not compatible, that doesn't mean now I'm allowed to go with somebody else to satisfy my sex desire. That is also illicit sex. So you have a license, but there are rules. And Prabhupada writes, if there is indulgence in illicit sex, the result is heavy suffering. Whether you're a devotee or not, doesn't mean now I'm immune. No. Prabhupada explains. You fall down once, Krishna excuses. You fall down second time, Krishna excuses. You fall down third time, Krishna excuses. But after that, heavy slap. So, you have to be very, very careful. Even as householders, we have to be sense controlled. Okay. Next word, anasuya. Not envious. This word was also used in the beginning of chapter 9. Krishna said, because Arjuna, you are not envious of me, therefore, I'm going to speak more confidential subject. Bhagavad Gita is the most confidential knowledge. That's why it's not taught in university. It's taught in this university. Universidad de ISKCON. I didn't go to university. I was hippie. I was mucho tanto. Estúpido. But I got my higher education in 1973 till now through Prabhupada. In chapter 15, in verse number 19, see, Krishna says, this was the first verse I ever memorized, 1973. Hare Krishna. So the first verse I learned, you have the verse? 15? Yeah, 15. Read the Sanskrit loud. Mas alto. Asamudho. Janati purushottamam. Sarvabhid bhajati mam. Sarva ba. You know? Bueno. So, read the translation. Mas alto.
Todo aquel que, sin duda, me conoce como la suprema personalidad de Dios, es el conocedor de todo. En consecuencia, él se dedica por entero a prestarme servicio devocional, o hijo de Bhagavad.
So, what is this verse saying? That if you accept Krishna as God, and you have no doubt about that, you now know everything. But I didn't go to college. Doesn't matter. Krishna says, you accept me as God, you know everything. How many here accept Krishna as God without doubting? You don't accept? He's on the way. All right. Come along. We'll take you. Yes. So, actually, to come to this position of accepting Krishna as God without doubt is a special blessing from God. Because millions of people, even in India, don't have what you have. I know many such people. I've been coming in contact with them since 1994. Some of them I know for many years. But they cannot get that gift. So we learn from Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasresyu. Kaschid yat, go to 7:3. Manushyanam sahasresyu. I can't remember the second line. Wait. What, who's saying? Come to the head of the class. Come on. Read, find the verse. I want you to. Very, what is your name? You are a good scholar. See, I don't remember the verse. I'm in Maya. Very good. So now, nice and loud. The Sanskrit and translation.
Manusya nam sahasreshu. Kasi jata
ti siddhaye.
Jata tam abhi siddhanam.
Kasi mam veti tatvata.
Traducción. De muchos miles de hombres, puede que uno se esfuerce por la perfección, y de aquellos que han logrado la perfección, difícilmente uno me conoce en verdad.
So, out of millions of men, somebody is striving for self-realization. And of those who have become self-realized, maybe one knows Krishna in truth. So, and then 7:19. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti. I know, that's why you're sitting at. You know verses. Very good. How many years your devotee? Very good. How many shlokas you know? 100? Excellent. Now double it. No, if you know shlokas, then when you speak, it's very powerful. All right, read the transduction.
Después de muchos nacimientos y muertes, aquel que verdaderamente tiene conocimiento se entrega a mí, sabiendo que yo soy la causa de todas las causas y de todo lo que existe. Un alma así de grande es muy difícil de encontrar.
So this is all in, all these verses are in the same category.
Todos estos versos están en la misma categoría.
When you know that Krishna is God,
cuando ustedes saben que Krishna es Dios,
that is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Because you know everything you see is Krishna's energy. Maya means to see something separate from Krishna. Maya means I think that there's some kind of existence in reality apart from Krishna. Maya means I create a world where I am the enjoyer. But that's a dream. In a dream, I can think, I am King Nirantara. And I can enjoy anything. That has no reality other than in my own mind. La vida loca. That's Maya. It actually has no existence. But when you're in Krishna consciousness, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, there is a section in the Ramayana where Lord Ram, in the forest, everything he sees reminds him of Sita. He looks at the trees, the animals, everything. All it does is remind him of Sita. Sita Sarvam Iti. There is another book, Govinda Lilamrita. And Radha and Krishna both have that experience. Radharani looks in Vrindavan, and everything she sees reminds her of Krishna. And same for Krishna. He's hankering to see Radharani, and wherever he looks, oh, this reminds me of Radharani's eyes. This reminds me of Radharani's breath. This reminds me of how she talks. Radharani Sarvamiti for Krishna. So for us, our platform, we have to come to that stage that I see everything belongs to Krishna. So that is how you can become free from lust. Because I may see a beautiful woman, and I may want to enjoy, but then that belongs to Krishna. It does not belong to me. Krishna, all right, now, Krishna gives everyone an allowance. When I was 8 years old, my father used to give me 25 centavos, 25 cents, centavos, 25. That was my allowance. Huh? What word do you know what I'm talking about? Allowance. Some money your parents give you, you can do what you want. Because you're not making money, right? So now you understand, comprende. Jai. We have cultural difference and language difference. I must learn Spanish. Give me time. 10 years. So, just as my father gave me that money, a little bit to spend, Krishna gives all of us our quota. So you know that word quota. Yes? Everybody's quota is different. Right? And I should not get envious. Oh, why he has big house. I live in a little apartment. I want a big house. No. Krishna has given that person his quota. I should be satisfied with the quota Krishna has given me. That was Ravana's problem. Ravana was not satisfied with his quota. Then he wanted the property of God. Ravan had everything. A city of gold. He had so many women to enjoy every night. He could pick a different one every night. He also had a very beautiful wife. And so many others he had. His palace was full of women. And new young ones were coming every day. But when he saw Sita, when he heard about Sita, that was his mistake. And he couldn't let go. And so many people told him, give Sita back. You're causing disturbance. He could not. He was too attached to Sita. He lost all of his sons. One after another, they fought Ram and Lakshman and Hanuman. One son after another. Killed. Why? Sita. I must have Sita. Ravan so lusty. But that is what, and the day came, Ram shot the arrow. And he had 10 heads, but he was coughing up blood. Finish. Ram is the ultimate terminator. See, all because he could not be satisfied with his quota. And when he was lying dead, his chaste wife, Shukadeva Goswami says that Mandodari was chaste. She chastised and cursed her husband. On that point, she said, you came under the control of lusty desires. Now look at you, king of the Rakshasas. Who will take care of us now? And so, who did Ram install as the king? Who knows? Vibhishan. Vibhishan, yes, hermano. Yes. Vibhishan wasn't, and he didn't want. But Ram said, no. You become king of the Rakshasas. So again, Anasuya, not envious. Prabhupada teaches the original sin, envy. We were in the spiritual world. The first sin, we're all guilty. We became envious of Krishna. And then Krishna says, oh, you want to be like me? Not here, Santiago. You can go to Santiago or Los Angeles. And I'll create a dream for you And you can think that you're me.
Y tú puedes pensar que eres yo.
It's a dream.
Es un sueño.
You cannot be me.
No puede ser.
Imposible. But you can think you're me.
Pero tú puedes pensar que eres.
That is what's going on todo el mundo.
Eso está pasando en todo el mundo.
The Americans think we are the champions of the world.
Los americanos piensan, nosotros somos campeones del mundo.
Everyone thinks like that.
Todos piensan así.
The Russians,
Rusos,
Italians,
Italianos,
Africans,
Africanos,
Australians,
Australianos,
Eskimos. Everyone thinks I am suprema. No. Then we fight. I'm supreme. No, I'm supreme. I'm supreme. Very good. Very good. You are, instead of supreme. So, envy begins with envy of God. And after that, we envy everything in relationship with God. But it starts with envy of God. So to return to God, I have to give up all envy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. That is how you begin to give up envy. And when I offer my respectful obeisances to devotees, I'm giving up envy. When I execute the instruction of my Gurudev, I'm giving up envy. Your Gurudev told you to do Sankirtan? See, no? Huh? What instruction he gave you? Help the yatra. So you're doing that? Is he doing it? See? They say. Oh, checklist. Very good. They'll give a good report. I asked Prabhupada in 1975. I was in Atlanta. I was Brahmachari. Sankirtanero. Right? You use that word, Sankirtanero? Yes. So the temple room was full of Brahmacharis. Over 100 Brahmacharis. Young, bright Americano Brahmacharis. So it was the Sunday feast. So Prabhupada was sitting in the back of the temple. I was sitting up front by the deities. Gaur Nitai. So Prabhupada spoke and then he took questions. So I was thinking, this might be my only chance. I raised my hand. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada's servant was Tamal Krishna Goswami. So Prabhupada said like he didn't hear the question, so he asked Tamal Krishna, what was the question? Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? So Prabhupada, he closed his eyes. He tilted his head and spoke in the microphone. When you love Krishna. Everybody was shocked. Because we all thought He was going to say, distribute books. But that's not what he said. He said, love Krishna. So that is the instruction I got from Srila Prabhupada. Yes, love Krishna. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that love of Krishna begins when you chant the holy name. Do we have Karatala? Gracias. Si, Mridanga. Jai Jai. Oh, you play drum too. You know shlokas and you play. Oh, very good. Mahabhagavat. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for being such a very nice group of devotees. You make preaching easy and enjoyable. Your chanting is very good, very sincere. May Krishna bless you more and more. And please forgive me offenses. Vanchaka patrubhyascha kripa sindubhyaeva cha patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So if you like, I will see you tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna.